Do you expect an increase in blocking responsibilities with the front seven and the rush that they can bring?
Whatever the coaches have me doing. They have me blocking. They have me going out on the routes. I'm gonna perform to my best of ability. If it's blocking, we're going out for a pass. So whatever the coach's game plan is, whatever I'm out there, I'm going to go full.
Are you up for it, though? Is the body up there?
I'm up for anything the coaches have planned out there. So if I got a block, I'm going to give it my all in blocking. If I got to run a route, I give it my all in running a route. So whatever it is.
How's the body feeling?
It's feeling good. I mean, bye week was great. Got stronger. Got in the weight room, and now we're practicing and just focused on the Carolina Panthers.
Rob, what was your reaction to the video that was posted? And do you feel any want to explain?
Yes, yes. I feel bad. Personally, I feel bad. And I talked to Joe, and he assured me he took no offense in any way. And I know others did. And I apologize to those who took offense. Yes. He's a good guy, and he's a friend of mine. He's a good dude.
Do you get tired of seeing these videos pop up every time you go out? Does it get frustrated?
I hear talk about the Carolina Panthers now.
What do you see from Luke Kuechly? Do you look out for him before you kind of get set? Try and know where he is and make adjustments based on where he is, or you just do your own thing?
He's a great player, and you got to be aware of Luke wherever he is. He can cover, he can play the run, so you got to be aware. And basically, you got to know where he is at all times because he's very disruptive and he knows how to make plays. So they got a lot of great players too, and you got to know where everyone is. So you got to be prepared, practice hard, and know their defense on what they're doing.
You think he's going to spy on you and try and stay with you?
See, you got to be ready for anything. He can do that. You got to be ready for a safety to cover me, a corner, a linebacker. Sometimes a D lineman drops and covers me. So got to be ready for all situations every single week, especially this week coming in versus the Carolina Panthers.
What is that wait for you? Like on Monday, you have to wait. It'll be 15 days since your last game when you play Monday night.
yes, definitely. I mean, it's like we're waiting for the game now. We're super excited. I'm super excited for the game. And now that we've been like 12 days since the last game, right around then, I'm just waiting for the game to come up Monday. So super excited, super pumped, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a great atmosphere.
How does that change your rest cycle? I mean, rest is so important to you guys, making sure you're properly prepared for the game.
Yes, you gotta prepare a little differently because you had a little time off, and just basically you gotta get into the groove now with practice, practicing again, have an extra day tomorrow because it's Monday Night Football. So just overall, got to make sure you're out on the field, sticking to technique, sticking to what you've been doing all year.
You guys discuss like the road atmosphere that you'll face. This will be their first Monday night home game, I think, in 5 years. And do you have to prepare for any extra excitement that you'll see from the other team?
I mean, you go on the road all the time, and it's very loud. So always preparing for the loudness, the energy the stadiums bring, and we got to be out there on the field communicating together as an offense to get the plays down, and we know it's going to be electric, and that's what makes Monday Night Football, and that's what makes the NFL so great on Monday nights, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and like I said, personally, I can't wait for the game to come.